Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I've had time to consider it. The dentist is generally quicker. Unless you're getting some major procedure like a root canal or a tooth pulled or braces installed. But generally when I go to the dentist, it's quicker. It's a cleaning, it's 20 minutes, I'm in and out. Now, if we're talking a drill at the dentist, I'm picking the physical every time because I don't have a whole lot of intrigue to my medical history. It's pretty boring. A little bit of family stuff, but nothing in my own. In fact, I always tell the doctors when I go in for physicals or annual checkups that I'm really boring. They say that's great. So I don't know. Dentist is quicker, but the physicals generally don't have any surprises to them. How about that?
That makes sense.
All right. However, I did mention this earlier to start the show. There were broken bones on the trip to Hawaii. The Hawaii honeymoon, we wouldn't change a thing except for the broken bone. Not mine. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, right? On the Infinity Sports Network and beyond, all the way to Hawaii. I will go back and answer some of your Ask Amy questions, as I always do. That has not changed. I appreciate all of your welcome back messages. Very kind of you. Even the guy who was really concerned that I was no longer on the overnight shift and that I had been fired, and he wished me the best of luck in my future endeavors.
Even though every rejoin, it's whoever was filling in for Amy Lawrence, Amy will be back.
Really?
No, but yeah, I just didn't want to hear that part.
Another dude even said to me, a 3-week honeymoon. Wow, okay. Right, it was exactly 13 days, but thank you. Thank you for keeping track so closely. So I appreciate all of your welcome back messages and still your congratulations that are still coming in. I now understand post-honeymoon why people go away right away following the wedding. There's a part of me that wish we had done that. It might have made the transition a little bit smoother. But now, having come through the 2 weeks of the honeymoon and us being on the same schedule for the first time since we met, this goes back to September of 22. First time since we met, we actually spent 2 weeks on the same schedule in the same place. It was a huge blessing. It was the trip of a lifetime, and I have many pictures and stories to share. I can't possibly all do them this hour, so I won't, but we'll sprinkle them in. And one of those is about the broken bone that was suffered on the Big Island. So, oh, my goodness. Poor Bob. He and I were doing our last beach day, so this would have been Sunday, just this past Sunday. We found a relatively remote beach, meaning even though it was on the west side, you had to hike to it. So you could drive a mile and a half over a torn up road. So partly paved, huge potholes. And I say potholes, but it wasn't even paved. Large enough to like lose half your vehicle in. So very rocky and rough terrain. We had a four-wheel drive. We had to go really slow. Couldn't go more than, say, like 2 miles an hour. And to be honest, when we were driving out, Bob was at the wheel and I was hanging on for dear life. I didn't really like how he navigated it. I felt like I did a better job. But anyway, you had to do a mile and a half going painstaking pace just to navigate this first road. And then you get to the parking lot and you have to walk 20 minutes over lava rock, right? So it's I say remote. You can see it from the air. It's not that far from the airport, but it takes quite a trek to get there. Anyway, when you finally walk over the lava rock and you get to the beach, it's called Makalawena, for those of you who know the Big Island, it's perfect. It's, along with Varadero in Cuba, it is the most beautiful, pristine beach I've ever seen in my life. And there was nobody there. Maybe four people on the beach before we got there. It's known for its snorkeling. But because it's such a hike, very few tourists make it there. Anyway, it's soft, pillowy sand. It feels like you're walking on a pillow. It's gorgeous. You can walk right out onto the sandbar. There are turtles. In fact, my brother and his family saw a seal sunning itself there last year. We didn't see a seal, but lots of fish. And anyway, it was amazing. We spent 4 hours there. It's our final full day in Hawaii. So we're kicking back. We're maxing, relaxing. We're reading. We're taking a nap, whatever. We're enjoying the water. And then we get ready to leave. So we're walking out on the sand, carrying our hiking boots. So we had worn hiking boots on the way in. We're walking out in the sand. We get to the point at which we're about to reach the lava field. So we have to put our hiking boots back on. Didn't get there quickly enough because Bob thinks he's trudging through sand. I don't know if he was sliding his foot. I'm not sure if he was digging his toes in the sand. He stubbed/kicked a lava rock that was buried under the sand. And these things are unforgiving. They're not soft rocks. This is hard rock. And he broke his toe. And his little pinky toe on his right foot. Oh my gosh. So I didn't realize that he yelped at the time. Exactly like that. And babe, are you okay? Oh yeah, I just stubbed my toe on a piece of rock. Oh my gosh, okay. So he puts his shoe and sock on. He doesn't tell me that he's in massive pain walking the 20 minutes back to the car, right? So we get back to the vehicle. He takes off his shoes to put on, we had flip-flops and like boat shoes or whatever. Takes off his hiking boots and the toe is black and blue. Like it's bright black and blue. And we get back to, we're talking to our moms. It was Mother's Day. We're talking to our moms on video call and stuff. And he drops this little nugget into my mom's video call. Oh, yeah, I broke my toe. You broke your toe? Oh, yeah, I can feel it all the way up my foot.
Oh
my gosh.
He knew right away.
Yeah, so we were limping through the airport on Monday and Tuesday. I was carrying the heaviest of the weight to try to give him some relief. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do for a broken toe. So it just has to heal on its own. The honeymoon gave us a gift that keeps on giving. Poor guy.
And then he's got to go on the airplane for 9 hours. Where did it swell?
It did. He got up more than I did. He was on an aisle seat, and so he got up 3-4 times to use the bathroom, to walk around. But when we got off the plane, he said it had swollen, and he even said it popped back in place. So I'm not sure if it was, ow, I don't want to know. I'm not sure if it was also dislocated in addition to being broken, but it's his nice little gift that he comes back from Hawaii with.
He really knocked it pretty good, huh?
No, he kicked it hard. That's what I say. Like sometimes, you know, when you're walking with your feet in the sand, you're kind of like sliding your toes in the sand. But we were close enough to the lava field. And honestly, there was lava rock anywhere. If you know the Big Island, it's essentially an island of lava rock. I mean, that's what it is. There's some brush and, you know, farmland that has grown on the volcanoes that are dormant now or extinct. But for the most part, the landscape is black and gray around these volcanoes. It's this really heavy lava rock. We made a tourist mistake. So I mentioned the green sand beach that we hiked to. It was a 5-mile hike. Right. This is why tourists get labeled dumb a lot of the time. We walked it / hiked it in water shoes. Not a good idea. I don't think we weren't paying enough attention to recognize that it was going to be that type of a drastic hike as opposed to just kind of walking through a field
it was
or whatever.
Rough terrain.
Yeah, no, it was very rough terrain and they do not give you a whole lot of support. My toes were, both of our toes were kind of torn up by the time we got finished with that hike in water shoes. So yeah, rookie tourist mistake. We did that too. Otherwise,
that's character.
Yeah, true. Otherwise, it was perfection. It was an incredible 2 weeks. We did 2 days on Oahu. We not only spent a morning at Pearl Harbor. If you haven't seen the photos, they're up on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, I did have Jay put them up on our Facebook page. I'll see if I can retweet them from Twitter. Not that you have to scroll that far down because I spent almost no time on social media while I was gone. So I did put some photos up on both Twitter and Facebook, but those are the only photos that I've shared so far. Haven't had an opportunity yet. But we did a morning on Pearl Harbor. It was significant enough that I wanted to make sure that I shared it with you. It was powerful. It was poignant. It was somber. It was reflective. The Navy that, you know, they transport you out to the memorial site, the USS Arizona, they warn you, we will turn around and take this boat back to the dock if you don't respect the fact that this is a burial site. And it's striking when you get out there, not just the atmosphere. They only allow a few people on the memorial at a time. And Bob and I happened to be the last ones off. So we were with our group. They give you just 15 minutes. That's it. And because we were at the end of the line, I was able to get some photos with nobody there, with nobody in it, which it was even more powerful. So you can check those out on Twitter and Facebook. We climbed Diamond Head, which was phenomenal. And then, this is not something I ever heard of before I went to Hawaii, before we left Honolulu and flew to the Big Island, we hiked what's called the Cocoa Head Crater. So you hike up the side of a crater that was left by a volcano. Jay, 1,054 steps straight up. Straight up. The elevation is drastic. 1,054 steps. And they're not like steps that you would get in a building, in a stairwell.
Man-made steps? No.
Well, they're railroad ties. So they used to have this pulley system that would get, you know, carts or little train cars up to the top of the mountain. And I'm not kidding. You stand at the bottom and you look straight up. It's 1,054 steps. So we do have some really cool photos at the bottom looking up.
That's cool.
And you're like, what the hell? We're going up there.
I'm
going
to do that?
Yeah. And it's not just the elevation. It's, you can't just take one step in between ties. They're not even. It's, again, rough terrain underneath them. It was pretty phenomenal. The last, I would say, and they count them. Like every 100 steps, they have a number. But we passed two ladies on the way down who said to us, take plenty of breaks. The mountain's not going anywhere. And that was probably the best advice
that
we received. Yeah, so it, just the stark, the steepness and, the, you know, like just the stark incline, it took a while. It took I think 48 minutes for us to get up those 1,000 steps. It was a lot. It was pretty incredible to see the view from the top there too, but mostly that was about conquering Cocoa Head. If you Google it, it was probably our toughest hike to date, even though Diamond Head was pretty steep too. So that was our 2 hours on Oahu, and then we spent 9 days on the Big Island, and yeah, that was amazing. A lot more to share. I did bring back a couple souvenirs. Are you ready? Jay just looked at it. I just saw Jay through the double pane glass mouth. Oh my God.
I'm looking at it from the bottom. Yep.
Yeah, well, we've got personal photos of looking up those railroad ties.
You need a ski lift to get up that thing.
Seriously, it's like nosebleed. You look up there. If you're in a football stadium, it's nosebleed seats. That's what you're doing. Anyway, I only brought home a couple souvenirs. I brought home some souvenirs for other people. So Jay got some actual Kona coffee.
So excited.
From the plantation where it was grown? Yeah, where they call them cherries, actually.
Really?
Coffee, they turn into coffee beans, but the plant is called a cherry, the plant that produces the cherries for the coffee. And the process is really extensive. It was fascinating. The number of trees and cherries that turn into coffee beans for one bag of coffee, it's an extensive process. And it's nonstop. The plants, they're growing. You're constantly pruning and cutting them back and all that jazz. Anyway, we had a Hawaiian native who was giving us this tour. He was awesome. He had really good info. Anyway, so they give us samples, and then you were, of course, allowed to buy the coffee. It's expensive. A bag of Kona coffee from Greenwell Farms, which is where we were, it's like $30 for 8 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah, so I hope you don't mind that I didn't bring you back a full 8 ounce pack.
It's perfect. I love it. I can't wait to try it.
We got a gift bag with all different flavors, which is where I got yours from. And our favorite coffee that we drank on the Big Island was the macadamia nut coffee. Delicious. And I wanted you to have some. So that's what I brought Jay back.
Thank you.
Is macadamia nut coffee directly from the farm where it was produced. So I can't wait for him to try it. So brought that back for Jay, and then a couple of t-shirts for family members and for the people who took care of our cat, as well as picked us up from the airport. My only souvenirs, two things, Jay. Photos, official photos of me swimming with dolphins, because we weren't allowed to take our own photos, and so you had to buy them, but they were well worth the price.
Oh, I'd say.
I showed Jay the photos. He's like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone smile that big.
I don't think I've ever seen, not just you that happy. I don't think I've ever seen anyone that happy before in a photo. So,
I got my own personal photos of swimming with the dolphins. A couple for Bob, too, which is awesome. He gave that to me as a birthday present, and it was worth every penny. I highly recommend it. We had chatty, happy, active, special dolphins. They were amazing. They were so much fun. And then, you're going to laugh at this, when you go to Hawaii, what would you think? You'd bring back a t-shirt, some coffee, a hat, right? Maybe something along those lines. No, I brought back gloves, as in winter gloves.
Winter gloves.
Yeah, and here's why. They're probably only sold in one place on the entire Big Island, but we drove to the summit, also an unpaved road, by the way, in a four-wheel drive, which was, that was fun. Like, it was seriously fun. We drove to the summit of Mauna Kea, which is the tallest, not the highest, but the tallest mountain in the world. If you go from its base, which is 17,000 feet below sea level, it's not an active volcano anymore, though it still does have the fissures and stuff on the side where, you know, like they're kind of like steam valves or, you know, vents on the side of the volcano. Anyway, it's nearly 14,000 feet up from sea level. And so you get at the summit only 60% of your regular oxygen, right? So when you're down, you know, like not at altitude, when you're down at sea level or whatever, you have 100% oxygen that your lungs need. At the summit of Mauna Kea, 60% oxygen.
14,000 feet in the air.
So it's drastic, the difference. So they ask you to stay. So the visitor center is at 9,000 feet. So you drive up to the visitor center. They ask you to stay there for at least 30 minutes to acclimate. We saw people who just they stayed for 5 minutes and they took off. Yeah, exactly. And it's a national park site. So one of the rangers was saying to us, guess who they rescue more than anybody else? Coloradans, because they're like overconfident about living in a mile high city. She says more than ever, or more than any other state, we have to rescue people from Colorado because they have all kinds of, well, not all of them, but a lot of them believe that they're already acclimated to
the
altitude.
In the mountains all the time. Yeah.
And so they just go up without worrying about it, and they don't take any precautions.
And then 9,000 to that.
Yeah. They end up having major altitude sickness. So that was kind of funny. Also, she was from New Hampshire. So the second that we realized we're both from the Granite State, we were all about being sisters. So anyway, we stayed 45 minutes. We made sure that we were doing the slow breathing, and we get up there. It's cold. So it wasn't snowing that day. It was a clear day. We were above the clouds. It was amazing. But it's 32 degrees. And with the wind chills, we're talking about 30 to 40 mile per hour winds on the top of this mountain, because there's no windbreak anywhere. There are all these cool weather observatories and telescopes up there. Anyway, it was temps in the 20s. So we get out. We take a few photos. Bob gets back in the car.
He had enough.
He's not a cold weather guy. You know me, though. I love the cold. And I was prepared for it. I had brought a hat. I had not just a heavy fleece, but I also had a windbreaker on. The only thing I had forgotten to bring was gloves. So at the visitor center, they were selling gloves. I got winter gloves, which I can always use, that say Mauna Kea Summit on them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So people bring back hats and... Well, you're not supposed to take any rocks or black sand from the beaches because there's a curse that comes with that. So Bob thinks I stole some black sand somewhere, and that's why he broke his toe. Anyway,
did you?
No, I didn't steal anything from Hawaii's beaches. Anyway, so I think it's funny that I came back with warm winter gloves because I bought them at the visitor center, and that's my big souvenir.
That they say the summit on them is amazing. That
Mauna Kea summit. Yeah. So anyway, he gets in the car. I start walking around. There was a, I'll call it a gentle decline down to one of the observatories. Couldn't have been more than, say, we'll go 100 feet, probably 100 feet in elevation to get back up. But halfway up, I had to stop and take some really deep breaths because, yeah, I wasn't short of breath, but I couldn't get a full breath in as I'm trying to walk up. Right. So I had to stop, take three or four breaths, and then keep going. It was funny because there was another like little hike you could do around the actual summit. So I think we were at the observatory, which was maybe like 50 feet shy of the summit. Right. So they give you like this little down and up that you can go over to what's the true summit. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Bob said, you can go ahead. I'll just wait for you in the car. No, after walking up that 100 feet, I thought, all right, I think I'm good. No more hiking at 14,000 feet.
Did they sell oxygen up there, like in a bottle? Or
I didn't see any oxygen tanks like at the observatory, but I did see actually a truck going up with a bunch of oxygen tanks, which is interesting. I kept thinking about people at Everest and stuff who have to acclimate and all that.
I was watching that movie recently. You ever seen that?
No, I've read the book.
Yeah.
The actual book.
I've always wanted to do that. Now I'm not so sure if I can.
I had no altitude sickness. I didn't have trouble breathing. I wasn't out of breath, but just walking up 100 feet.
A lot out of you.
Yeah, it wasn't even a super steep incline. It was pretty sloping, but I had to stop halfway just to take like three or four deep breaths. It's pretty interesting.
It's fascinating.
Meanwhile, Bob in the car fell asleep, and he thinks that because that is one of the things that happens. he fell asleep in the car because apparently that's one of the things when you have less oxygen, access to oxygen, you fall asleep or you get really sleepy. So good thing we left when we did, or Bob might have been a casualty.
Oxygen sickness, passing out, broken toes.
I'm not laughing, babe. It's not funny at all. I want your toe to heal. Anyway, there's only a few photos up. They're just from Pearl Harbor. Those are the ones that were most important to me. We'll share some more photos. We'll probably do a YouTube video at some point. But so many of you have asked. So many of you have welcomed me back. Thank you for all your messages that I'm just getting in the last 24 hours. And sports. I came back at the perfect time. I'll explain. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
Box breathing.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Brunson crossover dribble around Shepherd, steps into a three, knocks it down. 22 for Brunson, Knicks lead by 12. Hartenstein rebound, quick outlet. Hart has Brunson on his right, spotting up. Fires the three and knocks it down. 31 for Jalen Brunson. Knicks lead is back up to 16, 80-64. Timeout, Indiana.
talk about him, and you talk about him a lot, and rightfully so, it's not enough, and what he means to the team. And so, and he's so willing to share everything with his teammates. And I told you, like, to me, that's the best part of him. It's, his play is spectacular, but who he is as a teammate, as a leader, it makes us that, you know, and I think that's, but it's big shot after big shot, and, you know, and I just love, there's never any excuse making from him. You know, he's never talking about, you know, injuries and, you know, like a lot of times, you hear all people talking about their injury. It's a lot of it's excuse making. You never get that from him. You know, it's always, I'll be better next game. Even when he plays a great game, I'll be better next game. And I love that mentality.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Tom Thibodeau, in his own special way, raving about his talented point guard, his all-star point guard, Jalen Brunson. A fifth game in which he scores at least 40 points in these playoffs. 44 last night against the Indiana Pacers, and it was a blowout. A 30-point margin of victory. And what a big statement for the Knicks in capturing the crucial, critical, all-important, pivotal Game 5 in a tie series, where the winner of Game 5 goes on to advance or to win the series more than 80% of the time. So 44 points in 43 minutes, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and honestly, what he cared most about was them playing better than that Game 4 mess, but he's not really sure why it was so much different.
I don't know. Maybe because of the home crowd. They're phenomenal, and just found a way. Had to regroup, had to adjust.
Certainly think the home crowd can help, but also this team is gritty. It's got this quality to it. We'll call Jalen a star, maybe even a superstar. He's developed into one in the Knicks, but they're missing a lot of pieces. They're missing OG Anunoby. They're missing Julius Randle. They're missing other guys. It's really more about their chemistry and, as I called it earlier, corporate synergy. The sum is greater than the individual parts. They've got that. And it's hard to define in sports. You know it when you see it. Essentially, everyone on the roster not only embraces his own role, but cares more about the good of the team and the goals of the team than he does about his own individual accomplishments or playing time. And it's evident in how they play together on the court. And I think the hard-nosed kind of blue-collar, it's weird to say that about New York, but the hard-nosed blue-collar mentality and the toughness that comes from Tom Thibodeau and extends through Jalen Brunson. He's the undisputed leader, so they follow him. They respond to him. But, man, they care about some of the stuff that maybe gets lost on a stat sheet, like offensive rebounds. Isaiah Hartenstein, he was crushing it on the offensive glass. So he had 10 of their 18 offensive rebounds, and they had a massive edge on the board. So it was a big deal. And Isaiah was all over the place.
I mean, it's the guard. Nothing's like the guard. We have to really get back to playing our basketball, coming back and playing for the fans like that, because the way we've been, especially today, was not respectful to the fans and how they support us.
How about that? If you can't hear him, and it was a little bit gruff in front of his locker, he says we were disrespecting the fans, essentially, by the way we were playing the last time we were in the Garden, the last game that we played, right? So here they are. They go out there and they play more true to their personality, for sure. The offensive rebounds overall, 18 turnovers by the Pacers. They have a bunch of assists. And then they've got this terrific Jalen Brunson performance, kind of the driving force for all of it. And if you look at it from the Pacers' perspective, you know, you've got a Rick Carlisle who believes they're closer than they've been before. And, you know, a team that I think can compete with pretty much anybody in the East, outside of, say, Boston, if you kind of put them in a different category right now. The Pacers also have some of that gritty quality to them. They're also a team that's, I don't want to say devoid of star power, but if you ask the average basketball fan or even the average sports fan on the street if they can name the best player on the Pacers, I'm trying to think about how many people. Maybe two? You think two is too strong? Name, I don't know, Miles Turner.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton was on his way to becoming kind of a more household name earlier this season into last year, but then he kind of had a massive fall off.
Pascal Siakam kind of changed their trajectory.
He gets paid like a star, to tell you right. honest,
when he got there. But I don't know how many people could tell you the, you know, the best player or the star player on the Pacers. It's again, it's a team that it overachieves based on chemistry, right? So it kind of defies this idea, this formula in the NBA that you have to have a big three. You have to have three superstars or you're going nowhere. And that's the case for the Knicks as well. So you have kind of a mirror quality about these two teams. But when the Knicks play defense the way they're capable of, it becomes a lot more challenging for any of their opponents. And honestly, Rick Carlisle feels like they lost this game maybe even more than what the Knicks did.
Very poor effort. Obviously, lost every quarter, got annihilated on loose balls and rebounds, gave up 20 offensive rebounds and 29 more shots. So we all own it, but very embarrassing.
So Rick Carlisle, certainly not happy, and they've got a job to do. Friday night's the next game. Is it Friday night? It's Friday night, right? You want to know why it's not 2 days out. This is kind of fun because the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark's home debut is Thursday night. So Gainbridge Fieldhouse is first got Caitlin on Thursday, Caitlin and the Fever on Thursday, and then the Knicks and the Pacers on Friday. So they get a 2 day break. Mm. First time they're getting a 2 day break, and it's because of the WNBA.
Caitlin Clark effect.
How about that? That's right. The ripple effect. They have sold out that game. It's going to be on national TV. Yes, Caitlin made her debut last night. It was a mixed bag. You'll hear her after her first WNBA game coming up. And also the MVP award officially handed out to Nikola Jokic last night. And then the Timberwolves have no answer. Again, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning. It's Wednesday.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Now Clark comes up with a steal. Clark thought about pulling up from three. We'll dip inside and lay in. There are the first points in the WNBA career of Caitlin Clark. Bentley. Here's Clark, a good look from three.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
She got it! The first three in the career of Caitlin Clark.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was a mixed bag. I wasn't expecting it to be perfect, though I guess I wouldn't have been surprised if it was. But Caitlin Clark plays in her first WNBA game a month after she wraps up the Final Four and gets drafted number one overall by the Indiana Fever. She's not had a break at all, so at some point she's going to have to fight through a wall, both physically and mentally, if she isn't already. And yeah, you've got pros and experienced veteran players at almost every position out there. You've got a bunch of defenders who want to prove themselves against the red-hot rookie who's getting all the attention they don't think she deserves. And don't tell me there isn't jealousy. And it's not about them being women. We're not talking catty here. Don't be idiots. We're just talking about general human jealousy. People get jealous. Athletes get jealous when another athlete is getting more attention than they are and they feel like it's undeserved, right? Or they feel like that rookie hasn't earned it yet. Don't tell me that all the experienced veteran linebackers and pass rushers in the NFL aren't anxious to welcome the hotshot rookie quarterback to the league the first chance they get. Well, it's the same thing with Caitlin Clark. And so, yeah, she got harassed a lot. The defense is a lot more physical at the pro level, and she had 10 turnovers, the most ever in a rookie debut in the WNBA, but she also had a team-high 20 points. So, yeah, you hear Ryan Rucco on what was ESPN2. The vast majority of the Fever games are on national TV. My mom watched her first ever WNBA game. The league is nearly 30 years old. She's never watched a game in the WNBA before. Jay's mom, same thing. So yeah.
My dad as well.
That is the whole idea, or his dad too. That's the whole idea. This is how Caitlin is bringing more eyeballs and earballs to the WNBA and to TV and radio. And of course, the Fever are going to get better. They have three hotshot young players, including Caitlin. They're going to get better. Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin are now working together as teammates. Aaliyah was drafted last year. They had a heated conversation walking out of the arena at halftime, I believe it was. Really intense. And you could see, even though she had early foul trouble and the turnovers, and it took her nearly 15 minutes to score her first bucket, you can tell that she's working hard at it, and the Fever will get better just because they've added a lot of talent in these last 2 years. So her impressions of her first game at the pro level, in which the Connecticut Sun blew out the Fever, but honestly, there were more people there to watch Caitlin than there were to root for the Sun at Uncasville, Connecticut.
Thought it was physical. I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't like the best start in the first half for myself. Getting into foul trouble, and then you got to sit on the bench and try to come back to into the game and get into a little bit of a flow. But obviously, too many turnovers. That's not going to get the job done. But I think just a lot of things to learn from. I didn't think we played well, and we had cut it to six in the third quarter. So I think that's a positive you look at. Like, we really did not play a good game, but we were right there at moments, and then it kind of got away from us at the end of the third and fourth quarter. Didn't have the greatest start, so I think just a lot to learn from. You know, it's the first one. There's going to be good ones, there's going to be bad ones, and, you know, like we said in the locker room, like, we play on Thursday. You got to learn from it and move on and be ready to go.
Yeah, and Thursday is the home debut for the Indiana Fever, and she's already excited about, even though it's just a 48-hour turnaround, getting back on the court.
Excited for Thursday to get back home and have our home opener. And, you know, I thought it took me a little while to settle into the game. I thought the second half was a lot better, minus some of the turnovers, but just getting more comfortable, and that's just going to come with experience and getting to play with these girls. And the more games I play, the more comfortable I'm going to get. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely need to have more assists too. I think I can find my post a little better as well.
So Caitlin Clark already thinking about the next game in which they'll be at home, which is why Knicks and Pacers is not until Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The Las Vegas Aces, they're the defending champs in the WNBA. In fact, the two-time defending champions. And that's the team everyone's trying to knock off. They got their championship rings last night, raised their title banner in Vegas from the WNBA champion to the NBA champion, who's trying to protect their throne. The Denver Nuggets have gone from being down 0-2 against the Timberwolves to being up 3-2, once again, courtesy of the Joker. And the Wolves, even with Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, they had no answer for Nikola Jokic last night. Another 40 points, 13 assists, 7 rebounds for him, and this is the night in which he receives his third MVP trophy in 4 years. So yeah, Jamal Murray, the rest of the Nuggets, they kind of feed off what the Joker's doing.
Yeah, 40. He missed 7 shots on the Defensive Player of the Year, and felt like he had 50. So whenever he's going, you know, gets going like that, you just kind of let him dictate the way the game's going to go.
I mean, you saw it. He had an MVP, best player in the world performance. I mean, it's, you know, we tried to do a bit of everything on him, and he had it all going. So we didn't really have an answer for him. And honestly, we haven't had a great one from the last couple games.
The tenor of this series has completely changed. But the fact that the Nuggets are now up 3-2 after starting in a 2-game hole, it just adds to their confidence. Anthony Edwards did not shoot well last night. They stepped up the defense against him. He's been on a tear, as we know, going back to what, the last 6 weeks of the regular season, actually, when Karl Anthony Towns was out. He admits sometimes there's just not a whole lot you can do against the MVP.
I just laugh. That's all I can do. I mean, I can't be mad because he's good, man. I think I said that after game one when we won, and game two. Like, he the MVP, he's the best player in the NBA. And he showed it the last three games in a row. Yeah, tonight, he was special tonight. I got to give him his flowers. It was, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we were supposed to, yeah, he was that guy tonight.
I just have to laugh. I'm sure that would go over well with the media who are watching it, happen to capture that moment. Anthony Edwards, no doubt, he'll have a little answer. He'll have a little something-something. But yeah, here are the Timberwolves who are on the ropes. I don't know how you don't feel demoralized. I don't know how you don't feel like you missed a major opportunity. It's kind of funny, too, because this series is the complete opposite of the old cliche. The series hasn't started until someone wins on the other team's court. Well, last night, a home team finally won, and that was the Nuggets winning game 5. So they're up 3-2 now. So yeah, I feel like I'm coming back just at the perfect time. Caitlin Clark's pro debut, these critical playoff game 5s, we had actually a couple in the NHL as well. So the Boston Bruins managed to hold off the Florida Panthers, so they get a 2-1 win in Florida. And Charlie McAvoy with a big game to sustain the Bruins' playoff hopes. Then you have Vancouver and Edmonton. That was a barn burner as well. Edmonton's got the lead. They lose the lead. Then they get it back. It was pretty impressive to hear that crowd there supporting the Oilers. I just love the atmosphere, the noise. It's pretty incredible.
The Vancouver Canucks.
Against the Canucks, yes. Forgot about that.
Rick Tuchet.
So tonight you just have Colorado, and I don't say just, you only have a single game, Colorado and Dallas. So coming back into playoff game 5s in the NBA tonight, it's the Thunder and the Mavericks, and that's been a great series. My friends in Oklahoma City, even though I think they knew I was on my honeymoon and wasn't paying any attention to sports, they're texting me to let me know that, phew, that was close. So anyway, Thunder and Mavericks, and of course the Celtics can close out the Cavaliers tonight. So coming back for the, you know, kind of the critical mass here of the second round in both hoops and hockey. How about the PGA Championship starting tomorrow? And, oh yes, the NFL schedule release. Do you know what? I sometimes wonder why this is such a big deal. And then I honestly come to this conclusion. I know people, we love the NFL. We agree on nothing in this country except for football. It's the only thing we agree. Oh, and dogs. Jay and I have added dogs to the list.
It's true.
We agree on the NFL and dogs. And so I think that's generally because there's some excitement over just it being football. But honestly, I think we get excited because the NFL tells us it's a big deal. And then because there's leaks. Right? The schedule.
The leaks, yeah. The anticipation.
Officially coming out tonight in this NFL Network primetime broadcast. And yet the leaks are what people get so jazzed up about. So I'm not sure this is a good idea. I could be wrong, but Aaron Rodgers' second season with the Jets will once again be on national TV, once again on Monday Night Football. Is he feeling a little bit of, I don't know, traumatic flashback or deja vu?
So great the first time.
Yeah, maybe they shouldn't put it on Monday Night Football. it's the Niners this time, not the Bills. I don't know. Do you think he really wants it to be a Monday Night Football again? Four plays in, he tears his Achilles.
Do I think he wants it to be? Yeah, I think he wants all the eyes on him as he could possibly get. But if I'm the Jets
or anyone, Monday night just, again?
Can we soft launch this Aaron Rodgers Jets season maybe this year a little bit? No more flags going through the field. Let's just let's make
actually,
sure on the
what's
field.
The date? Because it should be, again, September 11th weekend, even if it's not actual. It won't be September 11th. It's a leap year, right? So September 11th should be middle of the week in 2024. Is it September 9th? No, September. I'll have to look at the date.
September 9th.
Oh, boom. Blind squirrel. That's hello, it. Nut. The NFL will open its season with a rematch of last year's AFC Championship. So that's Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens. That's the annual kickoff game on September 5th, so the Thursday before. And then we've got the game in Brazil on that Friday. So there is a lot we know already. We've got some clues, we've got some leaks, but the official schedule release is tonight. And honestly, again, I think people get excited about it just because the NFL says it's a big deal.
I'll probably watch it.
Except I won't remember. Like 24 hours later, won't remember a damn thing about the schedule. So, okay, I'll watch though. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.